Hey everybody, this is Jet of Sick Drummer Magazine, and today we have with us to talk drums and his band all the way from Scotland. We have Tom Moran, a drummer for extreme metal band Scorchatura. Thank you for joining us today, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, how old were you when you first started getting interested in drums, and when did you get your first kit?
Well, I would say that I've been playing the drums since I was actually 8 years old. It was my uncle that introduced me to drumming. I was playing along with anything that he was playing, and I was just absolutely loving every second of it. So I just kept going and going and going. I just loved the sound of drums, like nothing could compare to it. And I was obsessed from an early age. Just kept going.
And when did you get your first actual kit?
My first kit, I think I got that pretty late on because I did borrow quite a lot. Like, because when you go to, say, a rehearsal studio or something, there's always a kit provided. Or even when you're playing a gig, there's always a kit provided. But I think I was, say, 22, 23, maybe, when I got my first kit.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say it was just a little knockoff kit, but it still done the job anyway.
and along all those lines, you know, while you were like tapping on walls and shit like that before you got your drum kit, did you take any lessons through school or anything like that?
Yeah, well, not so much in school, but when I went to college, I actually had the drummer from the Proclaimers.
Oh wow.
Show me the ropes. But funnily enough, he was actually teaching me a lot of funk and salsa and different variations of things, like nothing metal, but I'd love to learn everything, to be honest.
What kind of music then? You know, now you have your kit and, you know, you're taking on some lessons and stuff. So what kind of music did you first started playing on the kit? I mean, were you like, hey, I love this tune over here and I'm going to try to play that? I mean, what were you kind of experimenting with?
Yeah, so I was me and the guy Owen, who started the band Scorchatura. We both started. We've known each other from an early age, so we've been playing music with each other for years and years and years. But our first influences were, say, like Green Day, I would say. Their earliest work was we just jammed along to it all the time, and it just progressively got heavier and heavier and heavier. Went from like rock to like metal, thrash metal, and then made its way to death metal.
And so, how did this whole Scorchatura thing happen?
So I think it was 2006 or 2007 that we had the idea of like, right, okay, we're getting into heavier music, so, and we're still playing along with these kind of Green Day songs and just old rock songs. And we want to play something heavy, we want to play something faster and something that's a bit more upbeat, I would say. We used to go to a kind of social centre, like a youth centre, where they had like guitars, drums, musical instruments for like local kids and everything. So we got a shot of that, and it was through that we found a guitarist and our original vocalist before Daryl as well. Mm-hmm. It was around about that time, 2006, 2007.
So now you guys are about to release your third album. Now, as a drummer, how do you go about writing for this kind of music, Tom?
So what I do is one of us come out with a guitar riff, say myself, because I play a little bit of guitar myself, or Owen or our bassist Derek. We come up with a guitar riff and we see how the drums can fit with it. I don't know if you've heard our most recent track, Disease of Mind. It's just all over the shop. That's just because we just wanted to cram a lot in and blast away. It's like, I want the drums to be known as like a musical instrument rather than just the rhythm in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in this, your latest effort, do you go about doing anything differently or adding anything new this time around, Tom?
Well, yeah, so I've definitely been getting a lot of going back to groove and funk influence, and I've been incorporating that into death metal as well. I've been trying to like, it's weird trying to make a disco beat sound heavy, but we make it work sometimes. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask you. You know, how do you balance the speed with the groove and the technique? Is this something that you were more conscious of this time around, you think?
So I think it's just all about it's just all about continually playing it, playing it, and playing it. It's like, it's what I like to say, there's no such thing as talent, and you're always just, if you stick at something, then then you will eventually be good at it. Yeah, it's yeah. I've just went on a tangent there for what I was talking about there. Sorry.
So what is your current setup right now, Tom?
My current setup is, so I have two rack toms, floor tom. I've got the 12-inch snare, which was the Mapex Black Panther, I believe, which is the Chris Adler of Lamb of God's signature series. So it's nice and it's small, but really, really packs a punch with the snare drum. I've always used ProMark drumsticks. I just can't go with anything else at all. So always been ProMark, and I've got a full setup of paiste cymbals, paiste cymbals. I've never known how to pronounce that properly. I'll ask a Switzerland man someday. I've full setup of paiste cymbals, and let's see, what else do I have? I'm trying to imagine my drum kit in my head just now. I think I've done that there. Yeah.
So what's your like typical practice regimen like?
So it's we like to try and practice, say, every Sunday of the year, as much as we can, or if there's anything in between, because we rent a studio with three other bands. So, and we have like a little Facebook page where we book in our own time and everything. But once we get into the Sunday, I start off with, because I have triggers, so I have to plug them in as well. And also, I start off with rudiments. I'm like doing a lot of rudiments, make sure I've eaten some beforehand. I always have a drink on hand as well, like, and I've got a fan blasting on me because it gets really, really warm in there. So that would be my warm up, I would say.
Now, you know, you had mentioned eating beforehand. Now, do you ever have trouble with like cramping or anything like that if you don't eat that? I mean, I know there's some drummers that I've talked to that are like, you know, I eat bananas beforehand because something in the banana is supposed to like stop you from cramping. I mean, have you experienced anything like that ever?
Well, yeah, most of I can't play drums if I haven't eaten at all. if it's something quick, there's luckily McDonald's a mile away. So I go on the phone, get Uber to bring that to me, and it's lazy, yeah, but still, I still can't eat before I still can't play without eating beforehand.
Now, other than keeping your chops up, do you do anything special to help with like endurance or strength or anything like that?
Well, I like to try and keep both hands balanced because I play very open-handedly. So anything I do with my right hand, I try to do it as much as I do with my left hand. If I'm opening a door with my right hand, I try to close it with my left hand. Try and make sure that I'm using every single thing, and it kind of stops it from, because what you get with drummers is that it's usually like their left hand is the weak hand. So I try and make sure that I'm doing everything the same. I try and write even with my left hand as well. I just try and make sure everything is all balanced. So that's what I do just to try and keep up with the drums. Yeah.
Now, what is the most comfortable foot technique for you when it comes to playing like double bass?
Oh, foot technique. So I kind of got it from Derek Roddy, where he's talking about where it comes straight from the hips. And it's kind of like a swivel technique as well. So that's what I mainly use, yeah.
And now, do you prefer like single strokes to doubles, or do you incorporate both depending on what you're playing and what is more
Yes.
fun? What's more fun for you?
It's all down to what I'm playing, really. I play a lot of single strokes, really. Some of the new stuff has got some double stroke type feels in it as well, but yeah, so just been trying to. Yeah, I think I'm more single stroke, yeah.
Okay, now how would you say you've improved as a drummer over the years, Tom?
Well, I would say that it's I can tell that I've improved a lot because I haven't had a blister on my finger for years. So I'm always working on different technique, how I should hold it, how I should hit it, always making sure that every hit has got the exact same feel coming in as it does coming out. If that makes sense.
It sure does. And now, have you ever had any drum-related injuries other than a blister here
You know what I have actually?
and
What was that? I had a spinal injury actually,
there?
which was I. What do you call that again? A prolapsed disc, I think that's called. Yeah, so I've been in and out of the chiropractor for that as well, which I love the chiropractor, but the pain isn't really that fun. But that's kind of like an ongoing thing with back pain. Yeah.
I hope you don't end up going the way of Pete Sandoval.
No, hopefully not. No.
So, getting back to the band, right? As I said, you guys based out of Scotland got to make it over to the States for, was it the Las Vegas Death Fest?
Oh yeah, that was fantastic. I loved
Yeah,
that.
so we want to hear what that experience was like, and what was the first thing you did when you got to the States?
Well,
Don't lie.
the first thing. Well, let's see what I can get away with then. So the first thing we did was we landed at LAX. We waited about. I think me and Owen waited about because we arrived first, and then Daryl and Derek arrived. I think it was the day after. We arrived in LAX, and we just got shown around because I believe Carlos had a few errands to run. We went to the post office. We went to this guy's house that had some cats and a snake. It was fun.
And what about when the rest of the guys got together and you hooked up with Carlos?
Oh, they were. That's when Carlos was. They started saying, "What?
Everybody, slow down, you're speaking.
No caffeine. No caffeine."
So, I mean, how was that whole experience for, playing the fest and everything and getting to meet everybody and playing over here in the US?
Well, it was honestly such a completely different world to what Scotland is like. It's even though it's the same language, maybe possibly, it's still a whole entire new world. I've never been on holiday and I've wore shorts for the whole entire time before.
And with all that's been going on, with all this pandemic and all that other kind of crap, what have been, what's your plans for a Scorta tour for the rest of this year, if you guys have any?
Not really much planned for the rest of the year. We were hoping for a few runoff shows at the end of the year, but doesn't really look likely, to be honest. Because we were hoping to try and get like a release show maybe at the end of the year, but I think we're kind of moving that till the start of next year. And I think we have a few shows in Scotland and England set up coming up soon, which is good.
Now, do you have a YouTube channel or anything like that?
Not me specifically, and I think we used to use before we got in contact with Carlos, we used to use that our own YouTube channel, but mainly we're on just like Facebook and Instagram, and we do have a Twitter page, but that hardly gets used as well. But yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram. I post a good few things on Reddit all the time as well. And that gets some numbers in there as well. So yeah, I'm those three mainly.
So go ahead and plug the new album before we close things out here.
So the new album is out on the 25th of September, titled Mass Failure. It is it's really hard to explain. It's really hard to pinpoint which exact genre is because there's elements of death metal, black metal, thrash, slam. There's even groove, funk, jazz, everything just crammed into the one, and it's 34 minutes long of just sheer blasts and brutality.
Okay, Dan, well, thank you so much for talking with us here today at Sick Drummer Magazine, and all the best to you and the band, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you very much.